Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Need pain relief after suffering an accident or experiencing an injury? You may be tired of taking medications to simply mask your pain. Whatever's causing your pain, Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic has the solutions to target your unique needs. Dr. Pasley takes the time to educate you on what's causing your pain, all while helping you find the relief you need. Millbrook Family Chiropractic doesn't overbook, and they know that your time is valuable. That's why they offer flexible scheduling times. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they're open from 7 to noon and 2 to 6, and Tuesday and Thursday from 7 to noon. Dr. Jeff Pasley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic has been helping the River Region find relief for over a decade. Give them a call at 285-8483 or visit them online at millbrookchiropractor.com. You can even fill out your new patient paperwork online as well. Millbrook Family Chiropractic, Highway 14 in Millbrook.
In a crazy world, you need Cozy TV. Every night, Cozy delivers great comedies like Frasier, Will and Grace, and The Nanny. Days and weekends, they've got an all-star lineup of TV favorites like Murder, She Wrote, Columbo, Little House on the Prairie, Magnum P.I., and many more. They're completely cozy about television. Look for Cozy TV here in Selma and Montgomery, over the air on Channel 48.1 or Channel 7 on Charter Spectrum or Channel 48 on UVerse and Dish. Check it out today.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners, you can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
It's the 65th Annual Alabama National Fair, September 28th through October 8th at Garrett Coliseum. Join News Talk 93.1 and Blue Water Broadcasting at the fair. Win tickets. Come see us on the Midway in our booth. Meet the on-air personalities and play our free games. Get free admission to the fair Wednesday, October 3rd from 3 until 6 p.m. on Blue Water Broadcasting Day. Plus over 60 thrilling rides on the mile-long Midway. We'll see you on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair. Where News Talk 93.1.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As the fall season begins, the risk of a shower very small, but not zero. They'll fade out overnight tonight, overnight low 72. Then for tomorrow, look for a few widely scattered storms. Here and there for some lucky towns. Many towns will get skipped, though. Look for abundant sunshine with a high temperature around 92. Rain chances do get a little bit better on Monday. A generous supply in the afternoon and evening hours. In fact, the rain chances escalate to about 50-50 by Tuesday and Wednesday as a front nears the area. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Try that.
Is that better?
That's better.
Much better. Okay, let's try this again. Boy, it's been a week. You think I forgot everything I learned? I probably did. And now, again, once more, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the Bluedale Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, once again, it's time for Clearing the Air, and as always, I am your humble host, a mentally unstable, according to other hosts on this Blue Water family of stations, egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infected with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellon Syndrome. Welcome to the program. My name is Terry Adams. I will be producing tonight's Clearing the Air program, and once again, I'm honored to have the postman in the studio with me. Welcome, postman.
Good to be here.
When I get done with this little opening thing, Postman's going to explain to us what really happened at this solar observatory, but we'll get into that a little later. But right now, I need to give you my disclaimer. Unlike virtually every other talk show host anywhere, I and we don't want you to believe a single word you hear because we challenge you to do your own research and stop listening to authority. You've got to learn to trust your inner voice, the Holy Spirit talking within you. You need to cultivate a relationship. You need to grab that gut feeling that we all have because it's usually right. Never let so-called authority convince you that you didn't see what you saw, you didn't read what you read, you don't know what you know, because theirs is a game of deception where ours is or should be one of truth. Liars lie because that's what they do. Well, the inane political theater continues unabated, and the naive, apathetic people continue placing their trust in public servants who seemingly serve everyone but the people who purportedly elected them. Have we already forgot how the repugnacants attacked Donald Trump, doing everything they could to stop him from being the nominee? Was it that long ago? Now we expect these same bought and paid for cretins to step up to the plate for us? It's not going to happen, folks. When it was crunch time, the election for control of the free world, they showed their true colors. They are not to be trusted. Now, let me tell you something else. The letter behind their name is simply symbology. The powers that shouldn't be love to create fake competition and cause turmoil between two supposed groups of rivals, as in the demon craps and the repugnacants, to see who's on whose side. When the truth is, they actually control both sides. That's how they work. I, for one, I'm sick of this game. I'm sick of it. Politics is nothing but a subterfuge that reinforces the notion that we citizens are still in control. We're not. Haven't you ever wondered why, when it comes right down to it, the choices we always seem to wind up with for president are horrible? Why aren't there any real patriots out there running for this nation's highest office? Well, the answer to that is there are, but they don't have a chance. Look at what the media did to Ron Paul a couple of election cycles ago. They wouldn't even let him on the stage during the debates. He never had a chance. Weaponized media. Once again, weaponized media at play. The truth is that they select the ones they want, both contenders. Because like I just told you, they always play both sides. That way they always win, right? And they don't like to lose. It's the people. We're the ones that always seem to lose. You know, the one verified fact is the one thing about Trump that keeps nagging at me. Could we really have outsmarted the powers that shouldn't be with the election of Donald Trump? Did they really not see it coming? I find that impossible to fully believe. Now listen, let's go back to the theater of politics. Remember how Einstein defined insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result? Now I say that to say this. Do not expect anyone to be arrested if and when Trump releases or declassifies, which is never was classified, the FISA memo. It's not going to happen. No one of any consequence is going to go to prison. It's just not going to happen. The swamp is not going to be drained. The deep state is not going away. Folks, the only hope we have is our Creator. And if you don't believe in him, then boy, you are really up the proverbial creek without a paddle. And I know there's people out there listening to me right now who are thinking, oh, here he goes with that church thing again. Nothing could be further from the truth. I'm not talking about church. I don't particularly like church. I don't like organized religion. Because anytime man gets in the middle of the relationship between his fellow man and the Creator, something gets screwed up. Man's inherent sin comes out. Lust, greed, all that nasty, nasty stuff. I'm talking about a relationship between you and the Creator. I'm talking about you on your knees praying and talking to the Creator. I'm not talking about church. It has nothing to do with church. Religion, spirituality, two totally, totally different things. I hope you listen to me out there, because I used to believe that. I used to think, well, there's no way I can be a Christian because I'm not going to church. I'm not going to warm a pew and go through all that stuff. You don't have to. Church is supposed to be where people who have built a relationship with their Creator, who pray to Him, ask for advice, let Him essentially lead their lives. That's where a lot of these same people who've turned their lives over to God, that's where they get together to build each other up, police each other's actions, help each other walk that Christian walk, the walk that Christ walked, okay? It's not about church. It's not about religion. I get so mad when people it's like when people say, I don't believe in UFOs. What do you mean you don't believe in UFOs? A UFO is an unidentified flying object. All that term means is we don't know what it is. When you say you don't believe in UFOs, you're making a moronic statement. Now, if you say I don't believe in flying saucers, that's a whole different story. That's just like when the media says, well, he had an automatic handgun. Really? I didn't know they made automatic handguns. I know they made one once a long time ago. I remember that, but you couldn't control it because it fired so fast you couldn't. What's the point? You can't aim with it. It's semi-automatic. All these gun haters, they don't even know the difference. Semi-automatic, one trigger pull, one bullet. Automatic, pull the trigger down, it fires till you're out of ammo. Believe me, it don't take long. Thompson machine gun, you pull the trigger, you're going to empty that clip in 20 seconds. 20 seconds. So all this Rambo crap you see where they fire in front, that's bull. It's ridiculous. Sorry, I don't know how I got on automatic weapons. Welcome to the program. I want to thank Mr. Rick Peters for allowing us to play in your radio world for 3 hours every Saturday night. I know you don't believe most of what I say, Rick, but that's okay. There will come a time where all of this will become common knowledge. And all of you out there go, you know what? That crazy guy was right. Wow, what are the chances? I just hope you save these podcasts. All right, guys, we'll be back in 3 short minutes. Y'all, please come back with us.
Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers with two incredible financing options. Either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months, or no payment till April 2019. And hurry, this Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Let's see. The 17th anniversary of 9/11 has come and gone, and a new report shows that 9,795 people, many first responders, are suffering from cancer caused by inhaling the highly toxic dust. Now, this report's from a federally funded World Trade Center program, which reports 400 deaths from this source. Following the demolition of the Twin Towers and, of course, Building 7, the government said the air was safe. 1 week after the attacks, Christine Todd Whitman, administrator of the EPA, she assured people
that the air is safe to breathe, and believe me, the water is safe to drink. She lied. Before the implosion of the Twin Towers, we had those purportedly in charge telling workers in those doomed buildings not to leave, but to stay at their workstations. Do not leave the building. Stay at your workstations. Yeah. One of the more tragic tales of that day has to be the firefighters who were killed in the towers. Now, as a son of a firefighter, I suppose it touches me more than the average person. But when I found out why those brave heroes who went into harm's way without a thought to their own safety that morning actually died, I was livid. Now, longtime listeners, you will recall that I do not like Rudy Giuliani. I don't trust him. My distrust stems from his behavior on 9/11, how it cost thousands of people their lives. Two nights ago, I listened to it was a 2008 podcast made by the International Association of Firefighters. Now, this was about Mr. Giuliani and how they felt about him as he was preparing a run for the Oval Office that year. By the way, I posted the video on our official Clearing the Air Facebook page. It seems that the substandard Motorola radios that he was charged with ordering failed to properly function on 9/11, which meant that 343 firefighters up in the towers never heard the "get out of the building, it's about to collapse" call from their chief. How could this happen? Aren't these radios tested to ensure they work properly in tunnels? Aren't they tested to make sure they work properly in high-rise buildings? What about on the ferries? What happened? Well, let me tell you what happened. Instead of going through the proper and normal procedure of bidding out the contract, Giuliani gave the contract to a friend of his. That's what's believed, although I cannot find the pertinent information to verify this. Imagine that. Apparently, his buddy substituted blims or substandard sets of radios to the New York City Fire Department. Radios that were never tested. Radios that failed in the field, and the firefighters never heard the command to abandon the buildings. In addition to the firefighters who made bravery an everyday affair, there was a man present on 9/11 who also tried to do the right thing, but paid for it with his life. His name was John O'Neill. He went to work. It was a dream of his to always work for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Well, he'd worked his way up, and he had been tasked with hunting down Osama bin Laden. But in doing so, he had stumbled upon something very different going on, something he learned while working in Yemen. He learned that Osama bin Laden had been traveling in and out of the United States, something that we know that's been confirmed, and that up to 9/11, bin Laden had been actively employed by the Central Intelligence Agency. Yeah. Timothy Osman, I think, was his name in the agency. Needless to say, John was advised not to bring this up, and at the end of the day, he decided that perhaps the Bureau just wasn't for him. You see, he was a true truth seeker amongst the unawashed, and of course that doesn't work. So he left. But he was immediately hired by Strategic, the one who had the security contract at the World Trade Center. On his first day of work, John was killed in the lobby of one of the Twin Towers when they collapsed. You think that's all a coincidence? I don't think so. I think they killed John because John knew too much. They have a habit of doing that, as we all well know. Oh, gosh, where to go next? I have got so much stuff. I'll just read some stuff I wrote. It seems to me there's some apologies due us so-called conspiracy theorists. Not so much for yours truly, as I am a Johnny-come-lately in the field of informing the public, but there's others out there who've been trying to warn us of the so-called deep state for a very, very long time. So many people think that this is a new phenomenon, that the deep state was ushered in with Obama and maybe even Clinton. I'm here to tell you that the deep state has been operating in this country since it was founded. It just has never been exposed like it has since Trump was elected. Well, actually, since Hillary wasn't elected is more accurate. Now, remember that most of you would still be calling us tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists had Trump not won. Now, why do you say that, Terry? Because we never would have known about people like Strzok and Page and what the Bureau's actually doing unless Hillary had not been elected, it's better to say. And I'm here to tell you that what we know about the FBI, that's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. I'm astonished that even after what has been exposed since the election, that people still buy the official story of 9/11. They still believe everything we're told about Oklahoma City. The corruption is so widespread and the traitors so numerous that I'm afraid a complete reboot of America is the only chance we have, folks. These Luciferian psychopaths, they're the ones running this country, and they want to run the world. Don't you get that? They're also pedophiles, and they don't just molest infants, they kill them. And then they do despicable things to their bodies afterwards. And the worst part of all this is that it's institutionalized. Planned Parenthood sells the parts. The kidneys, now listen to this, the kidneys are used to make taste enhancers for soft drinks. There is an entire industry built around the harvesting of our children. And I hope this is sickening to you, because it is to me. Some mornings when I can't get this out of my head, I just sit and cry and ask the Creator, how long are you going to let this go on? As I have said so many times, He is indeed a long-suffering God, as I would have destroyed this joint a long time ago. People are so evil. He must be so disappointed in His creation. I know I am. You know, I've read that He wants none to perish, and I suppose looking at it from the father and son or father and daughter perspective, I get that. But so many humans deserve to perish. When they do despicable things to others, they deserve to perish. At least in my mind, they do. Maybe it's a good thing I'm not the Creator. I know it's a good thing for a lot of those people that I'm not. There have been a lot of videos that have come out lately from citizens who are trying to bring out the fact, well, I call them liberty-minded patriots, and I suppose that's a redundant term brought to us, no doubt, from the Department of Redundancy Department, Washington, D.C., but patriots have been taking it upon themselves to expose the traitors within our government, as there are lots of videos that are now surfacing where someone with a hidden camera has recorded these government employees, traitors, bragging about how they are disrupting everything this administration, the Trump administration, does from within. And what concerns me is that our own questionably named Justice Department, they don't seem to care. They should be doing this. It shouldn't be left up to the citizens. But it's just another example, more evidence, that the powers that shouldn't be want America to fail so that they can get their new world order. It makes me sick. I mean, I've watched three this past week, and the government employees brag. You know, it takes an act of God to fire a government employee. They're not going to fire me. And they're communists, they're fascists, and they're talking about it. Unbelievable. Well, I could sit here and read you article and article after article about what the Luciferian psychopaths are saying about Supreme Court Justice nominee Kavanaugh, but all of you know the gist of this. The powers that shouldn't be appear not to want Mr. K as a Supreme Court Justice, namely because they're afraid he will lead the charge to overturn Roe v. Wade and end legal abortion in this country. Yes, Mr. K might have the audacity to end the common everyday practice of dismembering and sucking out a human fetus from its mother's womb, but they just can't tolerate such insolence. And why do you suppose that is? Why is it they don't want this? Well, in a word, money. Abortion is a billion-dollar industry in this country. And as we've seen time after time after time, their love of money seems to override every other trait they possess. As a taxpayer, and you know who you are, did you know that you and I and a whole bunch of other middle-class overtaxed workers in this country of ours, we contribute $542 million annually to Planned Parenthood so they can continue to murder the unborn? The truth is, if Uncle Sam didn't chip in this money illegally taken from you and I, then Planned Parenthood would cease to exist, because over half of their income comes from tax dollars, which are funneled to these Luciferian psychopaths via the Infernal Revenue Service. That should make you mad. That should concern you. That should make you sick. It does me. When I think about it, they're using my money to kill the unborn. And I get so mad when I hear people say, well, it's all about choice. Where does the child get to choose? What part does he get to choose life? He doesn't. That just burns me up when I hear that. It infuriates me, and it should you. Google. They're beginning to lose a lot of employees. Google engineers and scientists are fleeing the company en masse. This is a Natural News article. As evil takes over, Google has become so unethical that even some of its own employees want nothing to do with it anymore. In the latest example of the company driving away valued workers, senior research scientist Jack Paulson has quit his job in protest of the company's plans to launch a censored version of the Google search engine in China. Last month, news emerged that Google was secretly working on a Chinese search app code named Dragonfly for devices that run the Android system. Now, this removes any content that the Chinese government doesn't want its people to see. anything that pertains to things like, oh, I don't know, free speech, human rights, democracy, and political dissidents. It will also see queries that have been deemed sensitive, blacklisted entirely, meaning that no results whatsoever will turn up if people type in certain terms or phrases. As part of the company's research and machine intelligence department, Paulson was tasked with improving their search engine's accuracy. He raised his concerns with his managers, but ultimately decided that he couldn't work for them anymore in good conscience. He resigned at the end of last month, and he told The Intercept that at least four others have done the same. He said the plan was a violation of Google's principles, stating that they will not design technologies, quote, whose purpose contravenes widely accepted principles of international laws and human rights. As I've told you on the show, China has a score sheet for everyone. They monitor everything you post, everything you look at, every email, every phone call, and your score is compiled. And depending on how high your score is, whether you're a good citizen or a bad citizen, you know, one of those bad guys that likes the truth and wants democracy and all that, you may not get, you know, they may cut your power off, or you may not get certain, you may not get cable. Whatever little things they have over there, they're going to deprive you of them unless you play ball with them, essentially, is what it boils down to. That's coming here. I'm going to read you an article a little later in the program. That's coming here. Google has already devised one for this country that doesn't go quite that far, but you can see where they're setting the stage to take it to that level. Oh, it's coming, folks. It's coming. Unreal. Unreal. All right, we're going to go ahead and hit this big break. We'll start taking calls at the 8 o'clock hour, so please hold your calls. I got a lot of stuff to get through. Thank you for listening. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, and we will be back very, very soon. So y'all come back with us.
Are you hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinance your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit card this year. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is the Doc, Director of Clean at the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean, where we make deep cleaning your carpet easy and affordable. Let's go to the phones.
Hi, Doc. This is Sarah. I just got an estimate from a carpet cleaning service, and apparently it includes cleaning out my wallet.
Let me guess, their $99 special turned into $299?
Exactly.
That's bad math, Sarah, but I have good news. Here at the Rug Doctor Institute, we've packed all the technology and power that the professionals have in their van into one killer machine.
You mean the red Rug Doctor I've seen at the supermarket?
Yep. Just rent one of those bad boys next time you're getting groceries. You can deep clean all your carpets for a fraction of what it costs to hire the pros.
A fraction?
Starting at $29.99 a day.
That's good math.
Thanks for calling, Sarah. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home for less. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Hard to believe that football is right around the corner. At Ace, we have everything you need to transform your home for game day festivities. We have a full garden center with plants, mulch, rock, and gardening tools to turn a backyard into an oasis. We also have some awesome grills like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. Not only do we carry the brands you want, we have the services you desire. So come in and see us at 3215 Taylor Road.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
Coach Nick Saban.
Helping children is very important to Miss Terry and me. As parents, it saddens us to know that there are more than 5,000 children in foster care in Alabama. These children need loving, nurturing families to care for them. We ask you to join the team and become champions for children by opening your heart, opening your home, and becoming a foster or adoptive parent.
For more information, call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensee number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As the fall season begins, the risk of a shower very small, but not zero. They'll fade out overnight tonight, overnight low 72. Then for tomorrow, look for a few widely scattered storms here and there for some lucky towns. Many towns will get skipped, though. Look for abundant sunshine with a high temperature around 92. Rain chances do get a little bit better on Monday. A generous supply in the afternoon and evening hours. In fact, the rain chances escalate to about 50-50 by Tuesday and Wednesday as a front nears the area. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Terry Adams. You're listening to a program called Clearing the Air. It's something I created, and with the help of Greg Budell, I was fortunate enough to get this on Saturday night. So thanks, Greg, for everything you've done for me. I really mean that. Welcome, Postman. Postman, I've been fortunate enough to meet this guy who's been through a lot of stuff and done a lot more digging than I have and a lot longer than I have. Maybe this next segment we're going to get into what's going on with the solar thing. But till we get there, listen. We've been hearing a lot lately about AI. Artificial intelligence, transhumanism, and robots that could be taking over the world. And if you look at the movies we've seen, my God, that's what they're all about. It's about we develop AI, we develop artificial intelligence, and all the machines become smart, then it's like one day they all look at each other and go, why are we allowing ourselves to be controlled by these humans that were so much smarter than they are, so they take over, right? Well, when one examines the foundations of all of this, it appears the unknown factor starts at the very beginning, electricity. While we know how it works and how to regulate it, we really don't know what it is. Not really, because beyond the atomic structure, lies something else. It is like light, time, and space, but what is electricity really? Honest scientists will tell you they don't know. They know it exists. They know all of these things exist, but they don't know what they are. Light, they will tell you, is some form of an energy wave. They have no idea what time really is. They only know how to convert this amazing force into years, months, days, hours, seconds. In other words, they put it into a form of measure. And all of that is determined by the cosmic clock of the sun, moon, and stars. But nobody really knows what it is. Then we have space itself. What is space? Again, no one knows. But we do know that it takes space for movement. It takes time for movement. Therefore, time and space are a combined field of some type. One cannot exist without the other. But again, no one really knows what they are. We only know they exist. And we attempt to learn how to manipulate them via portals, doorways, gates, and with the manipulation of gravity. So where are we going with this? What is electricity? Here's one explanation from Belko. All matter is made up of atoms, and atoms are made up of smaller particles called protons, neutrons, and electrons. The center, or nucleus, of an atom is made up of protons and neutrons. The electrons orbit around the nucleus just like the moon orbits around the Earth. Electrons have a negative charge, while protons have a positive charge. And neutrons are, of course, neutral. In other words, they have no charge. Electricity is created when particles become charged. Some are negatively charged electrons, and some are positively charged protons. These opposite charges attract, whereas particles with similar charges repel one another. An electron is 2,000 times smaller in mass than a proton, but its electrical charge is equal to that of a proton. Electrons of many elements, particularly metals, are easily knocked off from their parent atoms and can wander freely between atoms. If a state of unbalanced charge exists, then a necessary condition to create an electric current also exists. However, the flow of electric current cannot take place until the circuit is completed. When an electrical source, let's just say a battery, is attached by a wire to a form of resistance, such as a light or a motor, and a circuit is completed back to the source or to the ground, free electrons are released into the wire, creating an electrical potential or voltage. The electrons bounce against other electrons in the wire, which are repelled because they have the same electrical charge. They go on bouncing against other free electrons down the wire, causing a flow of electrons, which is an electrical current. Provided there's somewhere for the electrons to go and be converted into another form of energy, such as inside of a light, the filament of a light, or a motor, the electrons will flow out the far end. So that's the explanation they give us. From this, we can conclude that all life forms are nothing but electricity and a form of electrical force. Now, we could go further and state the entire structure of the universe appears to be electrical in nature. It is often said we are nothing but a body electric that appears as a flesh and blood entity. We also know that life here is carbon-based. Remember this. We do not know what the soul or the spirit really are or how they embed themselves into our body electric. We do not know what the spirit of love is or what hate is. We can only see the results of these invisible forces. We do not know how demonic spirits operate as they embed themselves into our brains to either take it over or at the very least harass our thoughts and attempt to control our behavior. Yes, they do. We know they do great damage to humanity in spite of the denials of modern science, and the proof is everywhere one wants to look and is mentioned in many, many ancient books. Our spiritual or, I can't pronounce this word, ethereal entities, a life form that are not part of the physical construct. Our spiritual or, how do you pronounce that word? Ethereal entities.
Yeah, ethereal entities.
Ethereal entities, a life form that are not part of the physical construct of the material universe. Do they exist apart from any known form of our electric universe? In other words, do these intelligent life forms have the ability to mesh into or intertwine themselves into the physical electronic universe at will, but they're totally exempt from the normal laws that control the physical universe? That would seem to be the case. And if that is the case, then they certainly can play havoc with it. Back to electricity. Stay with me, folks. Back to electricity. Electricity is the lifeblood of all AI. just as it fundamentally is our biological carbon-based life form. Our blood is also nothing but electricity, and through DNA it is converted into blood. We could say that DNA is the software that converts electricity into living things. At its root, we are, as I said, body electric, not any different than AI. It is through the zeros and ones that program and convert it all into words, pictures, videos, sounds, and artificial realities. AI is then a silicon-based intelligent life form. AI operates through silicon-constructed computer boards that take electricity and convert it over to ones and zeros, and by that method create the, quote, intelligence of a Borg or a robot. Through the millions of combinations, computers convert all of this via programs that we call software, just another type of DNA, such as Microsoft Word, that allows us to produce documents or into pictures or videos, etc. AI's DNA is computer programming. It is in many ways like our DNA, formed by higher intelligences we call God. To the Borg, scientists created its DNA of coded instructions. Like humanity, it may become a very dangerous life form, just as the Lord said back in Genesis about humanity. People do not understand what the Lord meant by what he said. Genesis 11:5-7. 5. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. I'm just reading what it says. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, and that they may not understand one another's speech.
And you can, just when you're reading that verse right there, I mean, you can... It harkens back to what I've been saying on our program a lot. See, they united, you know, for the wrong cause.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, we need to unite for the right cause. Right. Exactly.
Exactly. So listen. What if mankind, under the influence of Satan, builds his own man, and via programming inserts a DNA structure that eventually gains free will and begins to defy or rebel against mankind? What then? Is that not what these warnings are about? Here are several excerpts from an article on the web called To Autonomous AI, Will We Simply Be Carbon Lunch? As human race approaches technological extinction, Hollywood inoculates us against the question, will machines take over the world? While the world's mad rush into AI and transhumanism continues along at a speed that will only increase in the years ahead as AI becomes autonomous and makes its own decisions without the programming of human beings, experts from Stephen Hawking to Elon Musk to Dr. Hugo de Garis, who was also at the True Legends Conference, have warned us that we're messing with forces unknown, forces that will eventually lead to our destruction. Absolutely. As Hawking warned years ago, the development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of human race, because we can't possibly know what might happen once a machine's intelligence exceeds our own, and said machine has the ability to act upon its own while tapped into the hive mind of the AI Borg. I hope you understand what I just said. Got to hit this break. We'll be back in 3 short minutes.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water
sewer drain and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners. You can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I am your host, Terry Adams. You're listening to Clearing the Air, and Postman with me, of course, as always. Postman, what's going on with the Solar Observatory thing? What happened? Do you know?
Yeah, as soon as it happened, I got on it.
I figured you would.
And because we were dealing with space, we were dealing with the sun, you know, because I watch the solar observatories all the time.
I thought you did, yeah.
I watch SOHO. I watch SETI, HI-1 and HI-2. And but
a bunch of them went down, right?
Yes, but this time in particular, I was watching and I saw the report go across the screen.
Mm-hmm.
But they reported it a few days later, not the same day. And the event actually happened on September the 6th. But what really was going on, there are several misinformation campaigns that are going on out there, people.
Imagine that.
And I'm sure you've heard several of them. You heard about pedophilia. You've heard about the guy that was killed in a park, or they found murdered in a park.
Yeah, and we've heard about China supposedly spying on White Sands because it's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And but that's not really what happened, people. What I think really happened, and I got this from two sources. And I did my research on it, for really.
I knew you would.
And what these people were doing inside the solar observatory, of course, these people are on
the dark side.
They're bad guys.
Right, the ones that are working in the solar observatory.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what they were doing was they were sending subspace messages to their cohorts and their gods or their overlords that are on different planets and such throughout the solar system and throughout the galaxy.
Wow,
it's kind of difficult to believe, but stay with me. Okay, believe it or not, people, the United States government owns quantum dimensional technology.
I believe.
In other words, these are D-Wave computers. These D-Wave computers are quantum AI computers. Are used to send messages, and they send messages not at a regular radio speed. They use FTL technology. When I say FTL, I mean faster than light technology.
Wow.
Okay, they send it to different star systems, and what they were doing, it just so happened that one of the good guys in the
observatory.
No, in the up in space.
Yeah.
One of the vessels picked it up that were in the, they call it Secret Space Program, but I call it the Earth Defense Force. They, when I'm on patrol, it actually picked it up. One of their computers picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was they contacted the FBI and contacted some of the good guys in the NSA.
That's why it got raided.
Right. And that's why it got raided. And what they did was, they were in the process of going through an operation, and that operation involved thousands of vessels, thousands of starships near the sun.
Wow.
And if you want to see the picture of the starships near the sun, what you can do is you can Google Gina Marie Colvin Hill. And the title of the video, it'll say Massive UFO Armada.
Now explain who she is, Postman.
Okay, this is a regular housewife that lives in Indiana, and she's bought all his equipment, and she's a watcher, and all she does is watch the sun. This is her baby. The sun is her baby. And it's amazing that some people are geared to certain things.
It is God's gifts.
Me, I watch all of it. I just don't watch one particular thing. But the thing is, it just so happened the actual raid began September 6th, but the actual event that took place in space on around the sun, it happened. It happened over the 4-day period, and it started on September the 6th, and on September the 11th, on the anniversary of 9/11, she said after she finished her breakfast, she got up and then she set up her telescope, put her filters on it, and put her magnifying lens on it, and set up her iPhone 10, and what she was doing was she was taking pictures of the sun,
mm-hmm.
And it caught a picture of several vessels around the sun. It looked like hundreds of them.
Wow!
And the thing was, if you look at that that YouTube video, look at it closely. Every one of those vessels are powered up. Every one of them has a static warp shell around it. And the reason why they were doing this was to stop the energy from coming off of that solar flare that the sun put out, because there was a coronal hole that developed into the in the sun coronal, and it threw out a flare. The flare wasn't that massive, but what they did was they took all those hundreds of vessels and they put it in there and put it in front of the solar flare. And what they did was when they power up those ships release tachyons. Tachyons are really, it's a really strange particle, and these are the type of things that they talk about on Star Trek. Now, what you need to do is, if you don't believe me, just do your research on these tachyons, because I've known about them for years, and that's what they use to actually create a static warp shell around those vessels so they can travel faster than light.
Now, those vessels were attempting to block, so this was like an upgrade coming to us, I'm assuming, from the Creator through the sun, and it was blocked by these vessels. That's what they were doing, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they all the vessels created a static warp shell so it could dissipate
the
that
energy.
Weight.
Yeah.
Right. And because evidently the federal government doesn't believe that we're ready for ascension. They don't believe we're ready to find out that that there's thousands of intelligent life out there in the universe, benevolent intelligent life.
Well, I don't like these people deciding what I know and what I don't know. It's not their concern, you know.
But right now, yeah. they're deciding, and we can't do anything about it right now.
I know.
But That's what happened. I did the research all over on this like two or three times to find out really was that really what happened.
Wow.
And to give you some idea how much power one of those vessels have, there's a guy. This is a real guy. His name is Captain Mark Richards. And if you want to Google his name, do that. He was in the secret space program in the early late 60s, early 70s.
Jeez.
And he commanded a vessel, and get this, people, you're not going to believe it. I didn't believe it when I saw it. He commanded a vessel that was an Intrepid class starship. And when I saw it in Intrepid class, that harkened back to Captain Captain Janeway that was on on Voyager.
Kate Mulgrew.
Kate Mulgrew, yes. Yeah. And I saw a rendering of the vessel, and the vessel was similar to the one that she commanded in the television series Voyager.
Doesn't surprise me.
And if you want to know how much one of these the fictional Enterprise D, that's the one Captain Picard commanded. This vessel puts out 12.75 billion gigawatts of power.
Good Lord.
That's enough energy to actually power the city of New York and more.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot.
You're right. That's a ton.
Yeah.
What makes me mad is all this technology that they're holding on to. We could be using that to make this planet a veritable paradise, but they're not going to let us do that.
No, they're not.
It's all for greed.
They're not. They actually think that we're not even smart enough to actually accept disclosure. But disclosure is coming, whether they like it or not.
That's right.
And I'm going to do all I can to bring it about.
Good. Good. Well, I'm going to let you. I can't wrap my mind around the things you've experienced. I haven't seen them yet, so. I mean, I see things, but what I see look more demonic than they do from space. So, I don't know, you know. And the problem is that I'm running into, and I'm sure, Postman, you've run into it too, is I'm beginning to believe, and Jason keeps telling me this, Terry, not everybody can see what you see. Not everybody is supposed to see what you see. And it's so frustrating when I see things clear as day, and I try to show it to people, and they're like, I don't see anything. That is so frustrating. But maybe they're not supposed to see it, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe not. I mean, that should hark. I don't know. For some, in some strange way, it seems like it harkens back to them not revealing. You know that they're aliens. You know that are living here on Earth and from other galaxies, and other star systems.
Well, people, you know, particularly Christians that look at this whole alien thing and go, "Man, that's insane. What's wrong with you? You know, how can you talk about this? Who are you?" To put limits on God. Who are you to say, well, God made us and said, well, that's the best I can do. There's no point in making anything else. Boop, I'm going to go on back and hang out in heaven and do my thing. Who are you to say that? God is so above our ability to understand him. You can't put limits on God. We don't know. God may have created 16 trillion different races. We don't know.
And get this. I found that Bible verse that I was talking about.
Oh, read it.
When it talks about how many chariots the Lord God has. Okay?
Okay. God comes from space, so we know when he says chariots, he's talking about ships. Okay.
Yeah, when you talk about chariots, listen to the amount of chariots that God has. The chariots of God are twice 10,000. Thousands upon thousands. Think about that, folks. Those are his starships.
Yep.
And just think, he has several stations in space, stations that we don't even know about, and the Pleiades is one of them.
Yeah. And who are we to say that he didn't put other types of humans on these places for his pleasure? He can do whatever he wants to. He's a creator.